上一次我来的时候我有一个重感冒。
Today I am healthy.
今天我有健康的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Picture this kind of conversation between two workers at a job site.
想象一下在工作的场景下有两个工人有如下的对话。
Hey, did you hear about how Christian Joe blew it at the job?
Hey, 你听到没有那个约瑟基督所谓的基督徒他把工作搞砸了。
You know, Christian Joe had better quit soon.
这个基督徒约瑟他最好赶快辞职。
Or else no one will take his Christianity seriously.
否则的话没有人把他的信仰当作认真的。
Why is it easy for people, even Christians, to discuss the shortcomings of fellow believers?
为什么我们总是这样？甚至是在我们基督徒当中，我们也是来讨论对别的基督徒说三道四。
We almost do it naturally.
我们很本能的、很自然的就做这样的事情。
With that foundational example, I have a question for you.
在我们在这个例子上，我问大家一个问题。
What is the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Apostle Thomas?
当我想问大家哈，当我说到使徒多马的时候，你在脑子中第一个想到的是什么
？Doubting Thomas？
多疑的多马。
He needs proof。
他需要证据。
He doesn't trust the testimony of Christians。
他不相信其他基督徒的见证。
Is there anything？In the portrayal of Thomas in the Bible that we can speak well of.
在对于圣经中所给我们描述出的多马的形象中，我们有没有可以什么可以赞美的、可以称赞的地方呢？
Is his whole life wrapped up in his being a doubting disciple?
是不是他的一生整个就是包裹在这个所谓的他是一个多疑的使徒这个名下呢？
A past pastor of mine once said, "Failure is never final."
我以前有一个牧师曾经跟我说过，说失败从来不是终点，不是最终的。
Did his failure cripple him for service for Christ?
多马的失败是不是让多马在以后为主的服事中是瘸腿了呢
？And what about us as Christians?
我们呢？我们作为基督徒，那
Do our failures cripple us for service for Christ?
我们生活中的失败是不是也使我们为主的见证是瘸了腿了的呢
？Okay, please read Luke 6:27-28.
路加福音六章27-28节，只是我告诉你们这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他们好，咒诅你们的。要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Luke 6:27-28 commands us to bless those who curse us.
路加福音六章27-28节命令我们要祝福那些诅咒我们的人。
The word bless in the original language sounds like our word eulogy.
祝福在原文中其实是今天说来就是说好像今天的说好话美言
It occurs to me that the Chinese word for eulogy is probably different than the English word for eulogy so thank you for translating it that way eulogy is literally a good word
美言就是说好话
Jesus commands itBecause it is not our natural reaction.
耶稣基督命令我们这样做，因为这不是我们本能的。
We naturally curse.
我们的本能是说坏话，是诅咒。
Or speak bad words. You just did the whole thing, didn't you? Okay. You got ahead of me. We naturally curse or speak bad words. We need a command to bless.
我们需要一个命令，命令我们去祝福。
Can we bless the Apostle Thomas in any way?
我们可以来祝福使徒多马吗？
I propose the following.
我给大家提议如下。
The testimony in John gives us three clear traits of Christian character that the Apostle Thomas modeled.
在约翰福音所记录的，记录了三个例子来，都是托马来给我们做了榜样。
Three clear traits that we would do well to follow.
这三个形象我们应该好好做来去模仿去学习。
First trait.
第一个。
We must follow the loyalty of Thomas.
我们必须学习托马的忠心。
Please read John 11:16.
约翰福音11:16，多马又称低图马。就对那同做门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
Let us set the context.
让我们看一下上下文。
There was a near stoning of Jesus in John chapter 10.
在约翰福音十章几乎有一个有一个场景，他们要用石头来砸死耶稣。
He received news of the illness of Lazarus.
然后他得到了拉撒路死亡的消息。
Jesus chooses to return to Judea, knowing of the potential dangers that awaited him.
耶稣选择要回到犹太地，也但是知道那里有危险在等待着他。
In the verse, Thomas says, "Let us also go that we may die with him."
在这段经文中，托马说道，让我们也去和他同死吧。
Dying with Jesus.
就是和耶稣同死。
In other words, he encouraged the apostles to join Jesus.
换句话说，他鼓励其他的使徒跟他一起来加入耶稣。
As he, the Lord, exposed himself to a potentially deadly situation.
就像主带领他们要去经历一个有死亡，有死可潜在死亡的境界境况。
Even though Thomas later fled as the Lord was being captured,
尽管在后来当主耶稣被抓住的时候，托马也逃跑了。
Here he did very much the right thing.
但在这里他做的是正确的。
He was not only willing to deny himself to follow Jesus.
他不仅愿意去否定自己来跟从耶稣，
but he also invited others to do so.
同时他也邀请其他的人跟他一同做。
Please read John 20:28.
在约翰福音20:28，多马说道，我的主，我的神。
What was the context?
上下文是什么呢？
Jesus was condescending to the demand of Thomas.For proof of the resurrection.
耶稣在跟托马对话，给他按照他的言语的要求来给了他的证据。
Thomas here testified, "My Lord and my God."
多马在这里说到，他就见证承认到说，我的主，我的神。
Lord indicates loyalty to the master.
主就是意思就是说，意味着就是说，他是对主人是忠心的。
His reservations were set aside.
他的保留被挪去了。
His loyalty to the risen Lord was declared.
他对复活主的忠心在这里被表明出来。
Please read Acts chapter 1:13.
在《使徒行传》11:13。进了城，就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、奋锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。
The Lord has ascended into heaven earlier in the chapter.
在这章的前面讲到主耶稣基督升天。
As the 120 followers of Christ are waiting in the upper room,
然后有120个基督跟随者在楼上的房间里等着。
We see Thomas among them.
我们在这里看到多马的名列在其中。
He was a loyal follower of Jesus after the ascension.
他是耶稣基督的一个忠实的跟随者，在耶稣基督升天之后。
Church tradition also has a testimony to express.
在教会的传统中，同样也是这样见证关有这样的见证关于多马。
A church father named Clement of Alexandria says that Thomas died a natural death.
有一个教父叫做Clemens， 他说到他见证说多马是自然死亡，老死。
There is a questionable apocryphal testimony. I don't know what the word apocrypha would be in Chinese. these are not to be necessarily relied upon, I guess is the best way to say it. There is a questionable apocryphal testimony which says that the apostles divided the world by lot.
有一个可争议有可能不完全确证的这样的记载，就是说使徒们是用抓阄的方式来给他们任务呀。
The world being divided, they went to the mission field where their lot fell.
他们把世界用抓阄来分割开来，然后他每个人就按他抓到的阄去到那个部分去传道。
Thomas's lot was for India.
多马所抓到的阄是印度。
Rabbi Zacharias has often referred to there being a strong tradition of Thomas having given the gospel to the people of India.
Rabbi Zacharias, 一个印度的一个著名的一个传教是今天的一个基督叫什么讲员，他说到在印度中有在印度有基督教的传统是从多马那里传下来的。
Whatever tradition is true, it is clear.
不管是哪一个说法是真的，但是有一点是显然的。
That Thomas remained loyal to the Lord.
就是多马他始终忠心对主。
So Thomas modeled loyalty to the Lord.
所以说多马在忠心这件事情上为我们做了一个榜样。
We must remain loyal.
我们也必须忠心
to the Lord.
对主忠心。
Secondly,
第二点，
we must follow the bravery of Thomas.
我们必须学习多马的勇敢。
Again, let us consider John 11:16.
咱们再一次来看考虑来看约翰十一章十六节。
In the mind of Thomas, dying with Jesus was a virtual certainty.
在多马的想法中，和基督同死是肯定的。
If they return to Judea with Jesus,
如果他们要是一同去犹大地的话，这件事就一定会发生。
I find it curious to see Thomas basically taking the lead here.
我发现Did you say you're curious?
It's curious.
我很好奇，多马在这里他做了一个带领。
In other parts of the gospel, it is Peter who is acting as the spokesman for the group.
在其他的在福音书的其他部分都是在讲彼得始终是这个使徒十二使徒的发言人。
Matthew 16:16.
马太福音十六章十六节，西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Here.In John 14, Thomas speaks for the group.
但在这里，在约翰福音十四章的时候，多马在为全主，在代表使徒们发言。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道这一点呢？
The verse says Thomas said to his fellow disciples.
这段经文中说到，多马对他的同伴们讲。
There is a hint here. That Thomas and the rest of the apostles had a fellow feeling, a shared feeling.
这里这段话讲到他说到这个多马和他的同伴们有一个共同的感受。
In other words, Thomas was not isolated in his views.
换句话说，就是多马的观点并不是他独有的。
And he knew it.
而他也知道这一点。
They all saw that they might die with Jesus.
他们都看到了他们可能会和耶稣一同死。
Here, he expressed more than he could perform.
在这里他比他能够表现出来的更多地说出来了。
At the critical time, Thomas forsook the Lord. He left him. 在关键的时候他放弃了主。 Here, Thomas looked death in the face and chose death with Jesus rather than life without him.
在这里多马面对死亡，而且他选择了和耶稣一同死，而不是选择没有耶稣。
So Thomas modeled loyalty to the Lord.
所以说多马为我们做了忠心的榜样。
And bravely followed the Lord.
而在这里并且勇敢地来跟随主。
We must loyally follow the Lord.
我们必须忠心地跟随主。
And bravely do so.
也必须勇敢地来做。
Third point.
第三点。
We must pursue the honesty of Thomas.
我们必须学习多马的诚实。
John 14:5.
在约翰福音14章第五节。
Perhaps we should read chapter 14:4-6.
Okay. 14章4到6节。 约翰福音。 我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊，我不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”Let
us set the context.
我们看一下上下文。
Jesus is addressing the apostles in the upper room.
耶稣基督在楼上的房间里跟使徒们讲道。
He declares his plan to depart from them.
他告诉了他们他的计划，就是他要和他们分离。
And to prepare a place for them in heaven.
在天上为他们准备一个地方。
When Jesus said, "You know the way I'm going," Thomas speaks up.
当耶稣说你们知道那条路的时候，多马发言了。
He would not be silent.
他不愿意安静。
And give a dishonest impression that he understood the words of the Lord.
给出一个不诚实的状况，让人家以为他明白了神的话。
I am a teacher.
我是一个老师。
After I present a lesson,
当我讲完课之后
，I sometimes ask.
有些时候我问
，Does everybody understand?
每个人都听懂了吗？
If I get silence, then that means one of two things.
如果我得到很在当场很安静，那就意味着有两件事情。
It could mean that nobody understands.
可能是没有一个人听懂。
Especially if I get blank stares.
特别是当大家都向我看着瞪着我的。
Or if they smile and nod their heads.
或者是当他们笑着点头的时候呢
？Then in some classes they do understand.
在有一些课上呢，确实他们都听懂了。
Sometimes silence communicates I understand.
有些时候安静就是意味着我们听懂了。
Thomas did not understand.
但这里多马他没有听懂。
And he knew that saying nothing might communicate that he did.
而且他也知道，当他不出声的话，可能就 是向别人表达他听懂了。
And if the Lord didn't explain the way,
如果主耶稣基督没有解释他的道路
or move to another issue,
或者是去讲其他的一个题目,
then Thomas would be left bewildered.
多马就会变成不知道这件事情。
And he did not want to be bewildered.
他也不愿意就变成这样。
So he confessed openly his ignorance of Jesus' meaning.
所以他公开地承认他的无知。他来问主耶稣的，他对主讲的道意思不知道。
And aren't we glad he did?
我们高不高？是不是高兴他这样做呢
？Because Jesus responded in John 14:6.
因为耶稣基督回答了这句话，记载在约翰福音十四章第六节。
Have you ever used that verse to communicate the gospel?
你们有没有用这句话来传福音呢
？I have.
我有
I sure am glad that the Lord said it.
我真的很高兴主耶稣基督说了这句话。
He made clear so much about salvation, especially his being the only way to the Father.
他在这句话中把救恩讲得如此的清楚，特别是又讲到他是唯一的道路，能到父那里去的。
Did you read verse 6 earlier?
Yes.
Very good. John 20:24-28.
约翰福音二十章二十四到二十八节。
Feel free to read it. Yes.
那十二个门徒中有称为低图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来，就站在中，说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手；伸过你的手来，探入我的肋旁。不要疑惑，总要信。”多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
As we can see from the passage,
我们可以在这段经文中看到
，Thomas did not play games with the disciples.
多马没有跟其他人是玩游戏。
He had genuine reservations about the legitimacy of their testimony.
他是真的有保留，对于真的对他们的见证有怀疑。
Was he just naturally a person who doubted what people said to him?
他是不是真的？他是不是？这是不是他的一个自然的属性？他总是怀疑别人说的话呢
？Or did he only believe reports that were believable?
或者是还是说他只是相信那些可以相信的？报道呢
Could it be that he thought the resurrection appearances were visions?
可能是他想到那些人看到的复活的只是他们的眼睛看到的幻象
and not a real appearance of a real live Jesus.
而并不是一个真正的耶稣基督的复活
Or was the apostles' report the product of a group wishful thinking.
或者他想到可能这些使徒们的报道只是他们的一个凭着自己的想象幻想出来的。
Maybe it was similar to the following.
也许是像如下。
Someone can feel the presence of someone at their grave.
某些人可以当他们很悲哀的时候他可以感觉到一些人可能在这里。
My parents died in Florida.
我的父母在佛罗里达去世。
And their cremated remains are in a niche in a cemetery.
他们的骨灰是在一个火化场的这个坟场里。
A niche is basically a box. A niche is an above-ground burial place.
Yeah, 就是一个在地面上面的一个城市的一个地方
，in which the urn containing one's cremated remains is placed, or the vase, the vase, a jar.
Yeah, 就是骨灰盒在放在陈设在这里。Yeah.
When I traveled to Florida to visit my brother,
当我到佛罗里达访问我的兄弟的时候。
We usually go to that niche.
我们通常到那里去 Yeah.
I have heard my brother say, I can feel them. They are here.
我听到我的兄弟说，我可以感受到他们，他们就在这里。
The ashes are there.
骨灰确实在这里。
But the souls of my parents are in eternity.
但我父母的灵魂却在永恒里。
Please read James 2:26.
约翰福音二章二十六节，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
The bodily remains are here.
那个骨灰盒确实是在这里。
The soul is elsewhere.
但是灵魂却在其他的地方。
I do not tell my brother this.
我没有跟我的兄弟这么讲。
As I continue to try to reach him for the Lord.
在我仍然是在努力地想让他成为信徒。Yeah.
Why set up unnecessary roadblocks to the truth that I seek him to embrace?
为什么我要设置一个障碍影响他信主呢？
Is it possible that Thomas thought that the same may have happened to the apostles?
是不是多马也是这样想？他也是这样想到其他的使徒可能也是有这种类似的情况呢？
Did they feel the Lord as he made appearances to them?
他们感受到主的同在，实际上是他们自己想象出来的。
He wasn't really there, Thomas thought.
多马他并不同在当时。
But they all felt like he was.
多马想到他们想到是耶稣并不在那里，而只是他们想象出来他在那里。
I can relate to perhaps another reason for his doubts.
我也可以想象其他的一些理由，他为什么会有这些疑惑。
Perhaps the shock of the crucifixion shook Thomas to the core.
也许多马在十字架前看到这个钉死耶稣的情况时多马震惊，极为震惊。
So much so.That he couldn't think of any other conclusion or aftermath to the crucifixion.
以至于到一个程度，他想象不出来在那之后还能有什么发生。
Except that the Lord was dead.
除了说耶稣已经死了。
Is there a clue that this is how he was thinking?
是不是有什么根据我们来这样说呢？
He was preoccupied with the wounds of Christ.Or he was thinking about it a lot, I guess you could say. His mind was dwelling upon.
Yeah, 当他脑子想在完全的沉浸在这件事情上的时候。
The print of the nails.
钉痕。
His side, which had been pierced with a spear.
他的肋旁被矛所刺。
Please read John 19:34.
约翰福音十九章三十四节。唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
Thomas apparently saw Jesus being crucified.
显然，多马看见了耶稣基督被钉。
From some vantage point. From some point far away.
Yeah, 在某个远的地方。
And he did not forget the wounds that were inflicted upon Jesus.
他没有忘记耶稣在当时所受的钉伤和枪伤。
I do not think that Thomas was contemptuous or belligerent. Contemptuous or belligerent. Belligerent means, an angry person picking a fight. Contemptuous, just being a scornful toward their report.
OK, 我们不认为多马是一个这个容易愿意跟人喜欢跟人争吵然后老轻视别人观点的人呀。
Okay. I'm sorry I'm not using some simpler terms. Somebody told me to not use complicated terms when in a situation where I need a translator. So I'm sorry
okay.
about that. You know what contempt is.
你知道轻视是什么意思啊？
Oh, So you're from Peoria, huh?
你是从 Peoria 来的啊？
Well, I'm from Chicago.
我是从芝加哥来的。
My city is bigger than your city.
我的城市比你的城市大多了。
Therefore, my city is better than your city.
所以我的城市比你的城市好得多了。
And our people are better than your people.
我们的居民也比你们的居民好多了。
That is contempt.
这就是轻视。
And belligerent basically means someone who will speak to you in a way trying to set up a fight.Mm-hmm. Like if you ask somebody, like if somebody says, I got a girlfriend.
如果有人说我有女朋友。
And then you say, how blind is she?
你就说那她有多瞎呀。
That's belligerent.
这就是喜欢争论的人。好的。
I don't think Thomas was like either way.
我不认为多马是任何是这两者中的任何一者。
Toward the apostles or their report.
他并不是这样来对其他的使徒或者是他们的报道。
And he was too honest to lie about it.
但是他太诚实了，他不愿意说谎。
If he had his doubts,
如果他有他的怀疑的话
then he wasn't going to con the apostles about it.
Con?
Yeah, like a con man, somebody who will try to deceive you into buying something, for instance,、mm-hmm. Which is almost all of capitalism in the United States today.、Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, 就是他们不接受他不愿意接受他们的观念。
Yeah, a con man is someone who will try to sell you something, but it's not really the product you want.、Mm-hmm.So, it has nothing to do with being a... There are a number of kinds of cons. There's a convict in a prison, and so we call them cons. But when you try to con somebody, you try to sell them something which turns out not to be the product you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like buy this car. It's a great car.
你不愿意去，就是所谓的欺骗人，去让别人来买你的东西吧？
Yeah. But it's not a great car, really. So that's what a con artist does in the United States. And I'm sorry, I would dare say most capitalists are very forthright in wanting to sell a good product to the customer. So.My joke earlier about capitalism, you know, praise the Lord for capitalism. So he wasn't going to con the apostles about it.
他不愿意去欺骗其他的使徒。Yeah.
And why should we fault Thomas?
为什么我们要错怪多马呢？
Whose loyalty to the Lord was so strong.
他对主的忠心是如此的强。
And who was probably shattered and hurt within by the Lord's death.
他可能被主的死亡被破碎了心里面。
How rational are you when you are in a world of hurt?
当你在极度悲伤的时候，你还能保持多少的理性呢？
Please read Matthew 28:17.Do we have Matthew 28:17?
Oh, okay, here, right here. That's right. 马太福音二十八章十七节，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
Thomas wasn't the only doubter.
多马并不是唯一的疑惑者。
It has been suggested.
这段经文中又记述了其他的人。
That the Lord's appearance on this mountain in Galilee is where 500 people saw him at one time.
这里记录到当耶稣基督在橄榄山上显示的时候，曾经显示给五百个人。
Please read 1 Corinthians 15:6.
哥林多前书十五章六节，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却也有已经碎了的。
Those who doubted in this verse.Are not named.
那些在这里，在这段经文中怀疑他的人， 并没有记载他们的名字。
The verse says some doubted.
经文只是说，然而还有人疑惑。
Should we call them doubting some?
我们是不是应该叫他们这些疑惑的一些人？
They hide behind the word some.
他们被藏在这个名字一些人后面。
We can't get to them.
我们不知道是谁。
We can't accuse them.
我们也没法指责他们。
But we can accuse Thomas.
但我们可以指责多马。
Is it fair to call him doubting Thomas?
我们叫多马，多疑的多马是公正的吗？
When he had some very positive qualities.
但他有一些其实是很正面的属性。
And when he wasn't the only one who doubted that they saw the resurrected Christ.
当他并不是一个唯一的怀疑这些基督复活的人的时候。
Thomas did not see a resurrected Christ on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday.
多马并没有在复活节那一天看见主耶稣基督的复活。
These people on the mountain did see a resurrected Christ.
但这些在橄榄山上的人却看见了。
They had more visible evidence than Thomas did.
他们比多马看见了更多的证据。Yeah.
Amazing how we fault Thomas.
真是难以置信，我们是怎么样的错怪多马。
And not the mountain observers.
而并没有指责那些在橄榄山上的所看见的人。
To sum up,
终结
Thomas was loyal to our Lord.
多马对我们的主是忠心的。
That is a quality worth imitating.
这是一个应当被学习的品质。
Thomas was a brave man.
多马是一个勇敢的人。
Following Jesus had its risks and dangers.
跟随主有他的危险。
They did not prevent him from following Christ.
但这些并没有阻碍多马来跟随主。
This is another quality worth imitating.
这是另外一个品质，也是应当学习的。
Thomas was an honest man.
多马是一个诚实的人。
For me, it's hard to picture his lying.
对我来讲，我觉得很难想象他撒谎。
By his words or by his life.
用他的言语或是用他的生命。
If we follow a God who is truth,
如果我们跟随一个被称为真理的神，
then we must follow Thomas's example of truth telling.
我们必须跟随多马所做的榜样，就是讲真话。
G. Campbell Morgan once said, G. Campbell Morgan is a preacher from many years ago.
Okay, 以前很多年前的一个牧师 Jim Campbell.
We usually remember people.
我们通常纪念住一些人。Yeah.
By the last sin they committed against us.
他们一生所最后一次得罪我的事情。
The church has generally remembered Thomas and his weaknesses.
我们教会都记住了多马的缺点。Yeah.
Giving little to no thought to his strengths.
却很少来想他的长处和他的力量。
Let us broadcast strengths louder than weaknesses.
让我们来广播，来大声的来说这些他的力量，而不是说他的弱点。
Luke 6:27-28 commands us to bless or eulogize those who curse us.
在路加福音6:27-28命令神主命令我们来祝福，而不是诅咒。
How much more should we do that toward fellow believers?
而且那是说到关于敌人，那我们在这里。我们对我们的信徒们，我们是不是做的应该更是如此呢？
Let us look at people like Thomas who have visible weaknesses.
让我们来看 那些人小好像多马一样的人，他们有确实可以看得见的缺点。
And let us say there are some things right about that man.
让我们来说他们的长处，说他们的优点。
Thank you so much for listening.
感谢大家去听。
And thank you very much for translating.
You're welcome.